Hey folks, dive into an imperfectly perfect life, Life Unscripted. Here, we sit down to the real, raw essence of navigating this roller coaster called life. Sherry leads at the helm, guiding you through the stories, insights, and a whole lot of heart. This spot, it's where we embrace the mess, the beauty, and everything in between. From personal growth to self-love, we're getting into it all with a side of laughs. So grab something cozy and let's jump in. Welcome to your new favorite hangout for life's unscripted adventures.
Hey, welcome back to An Imperfectly Perfect Life, Life Unscripted, the podcast where we dive headfirst into the messy, the beautiful, and the totally unpredictable journey of life. I'm your host, Sherry Lead, here to navigate the highs, the lows, and everything in between right alongside you. Today, we kick off part one of a five-part series on developing your happiness blueprint. And we're zooming in on a foundational truth. The foundational truth is this: you are worthy of happiness. Did you get that? You are worthy of happiness. We'll explore self-worth and how recognizing your own value is the first crucial step towards finding happiness. I had an interesting conversation with a friend this past week that fits into today's topic. I was asked if I find myself to be an island, a wave, or an anchor. These concepts come from a book called Wired for Love by Dr. Stan Tatkin, T-A-T-K-I-N. If you're not familiar with these terms, let me give you a brief thumbnail description of these terms. Anchors, they're people who are seen as securely attached individuals. In other words, they're well-adjusted, emotionally available, and able to navigate close relationships with relative ease. Islands, they represent avoidant attachment styles. They struggle with intimacy. They might feel overwhelmed by closeness and often will retreat when things get a little too close or intimate. They might find it challenging to express their needs or emotions within a relationship. And then you have waves. Waves, they exhibit anxious attachment styles. They're characterized with this fear of abandonment and a strong desire for closeness and reassurance. But in this process, a lot of times they may test their partner's commitment despite their deep yearning for stability and to find security. They often seek validation from their partners, and it comes down to that fear of abandonment. So honestly, with my roller coaster background of being orphaned, adopted, and not having the most stable relationship with my adoptive mom, you might think that I would be a wave, or at least peg myself as a wave. But no, I can tell you with full confidence that I'm an anchor. Now, this is really interesting because I started to think about this, partly because my friend kept questioning me, but I started to think about this, and I had to admit that earlier in my adult years or teenage years, I was a wave, and probably a wave that became an island at a certain level. But somehow I've developed into an anchor. And this got me thinking, how did I navigate from stormy waters to becoming my own safe harbor? And if I did this, other people must be able to do this too. And so how can I help others go from, you know, being these waves or these islands to anchors so that they can have stable relationships? And when it came down to this, as I was thinking about this week, it really came down to real talk that I had with myself and real talk about my role in relationships and this monumental realization. I discovered my self-worth. And that was the key to becoming an anchor. I discovered my self-worth. And that's what we're talking about, right? As the foundation to happiness. Now, let's take a moment to talk about the difference between self-worth and confidence. Confidence depends on facing the world head-on, knowing whatever comes your way, you've got this. But self-worth, It's about how you see yourself deep down, understanding that you're deserving of happiness just because of who you are, not because of what you've done or what you have. And here's the thing. Self-worth is the foundational key to unlocking happiness. And I'm going to go through 6 key reasons why that is true. The first is positive self-perception. Knowing your worth means seeing yourself in not just a positive light, but a realistic light, acknowledging your unique values and abilities. This is a massive boost to happiness. You're not faking it. You're not experiencing imposter syndrome. You are celebrating your imperfections, or as I like to say, your imperfectly perfect life. 2, resilience. A strong sense of self-worth helps you view setbacks as growth opportunities, not personal failures. When you're able to look at life as a classroom, your setbacks shift from feeling stuck to becoming periods of curiosity, where you become a student, taking in the challenges and opportunities that every setback brings. And my friends, this is exactly how I'm viewing my divorce, with all the logistics involved and taking care of a large house by myself right now, getting it ready for sale. There was a freeze that happened in my area in Seattle. I want to say it was at the beginning of February. It might have been end of January. I don't remember exactly the date, but I had 2 pipes burst within a week's time and a couple of other house issues I've never had to deal with by myself. And I ended up buying a book. I think the book is called like How Your House Works or something like that. But rather than getting really down on it, I thought, well, this is a great opportunity for me to actually learn how my house works. And I got the book, and I have to tell you, from getting that book, I realized, okay, this is beyond my pay grade. I need to call somebody who actually knows how my house works. But there are different things, right, in this experience that I'm having right now, where I'm actually looking at this as, okay, this is where I'm in. This is the class I'm in life. And there's opportunities to learn, not just to learn about my house, but also to learn something about myself and what's important to me. 3, relationships. Knowing your self-worth will lead to healthier relationships. You know what you deserve, and you're able to set your boundaries accordingly. You realize that you are already complete. You don't need anyone else to complete you. And you are able then to let go of being attached to the outcome of a relationship. And instead, you're really able to enjoy the journey. And you realize that you're the prize that someone else wants to work for. And when I say that, I don't mean that it's all about you in the sense that, you know, you have any type of narcissistic behaviors or you're not appreciating the value of the other person. But what I'm saying is that you recognize the value that you bring to the people around you, both at work, in friendships, during casual conversations even, and in romantic endeavors. 4, life satisfaction. When you know your self-worth, you value your unique identity and you're aligned with your true self. So when you're aligned with your true self and you value your unique identity, then every choice feels right because you're in alignment. And that feels deeply satisfying. That's when you feel like your life is in balance. And that brings on, what do you know? Happiness. 5, emotional well-being. High self-worth equals fewer negative emotions. You're kinder to yourself, which is crucial for happiness. We can probably think of a friend, we all can, a friend who always talks negatively about themselves. And they do so often, they don't even realize it. And they're constantly feeding themselves with these negative emotions. Knowing your self-worth, when you know your self-worth, you experience more positive emotions and you feel and know your value to your core. 6, independence from external validation. Oh, this is big. When you know your worth, you're not at the mercy of others' opinions. Your happiness comes from within. This one is huge. And this is the one that I really actively work through my 30s and 40s, letting go of judgment of others, and being crippled by the fear of being judged by other people. Journaling was a big help to me. I constantly tell people to journal. I think that's the best, cheapest self-help, self-coaching tool. And for me, I started writing down when I noticed judgment appearing in my life, whether it was me judging someone else or someone else, you know, me feeling the effects of someone else judging me. It was that simple act of just being aware of my thoughts that helped me let go of those chains that were holding me back from embracing my uniqueness. And once I dropped those judgment chains and I embraced my uniqueness, guess what? The world opened up to me. And quite frankly, because I was able to allow myself to let go of judgment and the fear of judgment, I'm able to speak with confidence in front of a large crowd. I'm able to write articles where even articles where I know there'll be trolls out there who don't even read the articles, but they'll start to personally rip me to shreds because of the title or because they see a photo in the article or a photo of me. And you know what? It doesn't bother me and it doesn't stop me from speaking or writing my truth, because letting go of judgment has been my game changer in knowing my self-worth. And where this is playing out for me right now in real time, I shared with you last week that I'm in the process of getting my home ready for sale. It should be ready by the time this five-part series is over. In fact, it might be listed by that point. And I know that I will be moving into a far less of a home once this home is sold. And from the outside, I will look less successful. But you know what? I'm fine with that. And I'm not mourning the sale of my home. I'm not mourning the fact that I will be moving into some place that is less aesthetically pleasing. And the reason why is because my self-worth doesn't come from my external factors, such as the car I drive or the home I live in. I'm not worried about other people's judgments or their perception of me because of the strong self-worth that I know I have. So let's get real now. Here's where I'm going to turn the tables and ask you a question. Where do you find your intrinsic value? Is it tied up with what others think, or can you see beyond that to your core?
Hold up, team. Quick heart to heart. Loving what you're hearing? Hit that subscribe button. It's a small click for you, but a giant leap for our community. Feeling extra awesome? A review would be stellar. It's how we spread the love, reaching more ears, and keep this conversation going. Big thanks for making this space even more special. Now let's roll back into the goodness of today's chat.
Welcome back. Okay, I left you with a pretty meaty question there. The question was, where do you find your intrinsic value? Is it tied up with what others think, or can you see beyond that? And if you need some help with cultivating your self-worth, because this is the foundation of happiness, okay? If you need some help, I have, I think, let's see here, 8 ideas for you. 8 things that you can do to help cultivate your self-worth. Take on all 8 of them or take on whatever feels right for you. And this comes in no particular order. The first is have some kick-ass affirmations in your life. You know, start and end your day by looking in the mirror and declaring some soul-stirring truths. Make it a blend of fierce and fun. What is your mantra? Come up with a mantra, a personal mantra for you. Number 2, brain dump into a journal. I already mentioned journaling. Let it all out, the good, the bad, the ugly. Reflect on it. This is you unfiltered. And being unafraid to face your mess. If judgment's your thing, maybe you want to do what I did and just carry a little journal around you, or if you have your phone, use your notes on your phone to write down those moments in life where you're either experiencing judgment from others or you notice yourself judging someone else. 3, draw your boundaries with confidence. Know where you stand and what you won't tolerate. It's not just self-preservation, it's self-respect. And remember, boundaries are not ultimatums. Ultimatums rely on the actions of someone else. Ultimatums are like, if you don't do this, then I'll do this. Boundaries, on the other hand, are all about you. They are your choice and don't rely on anyone else's actions. Number four, tackle those negative Nancys. When that inner critic pipes up, have a comeback ready. Remind yourself of your awesomeness. Rewrite your script. If you're someone who's always saying, should have, I should have done this, I should have done that, take the word should have out of your vocabulary. In fact, that's a great way to use the journal. If that's your issue where you're always saying, I should have done this, I should have done that, write down every time you've said that and you'll realize, hey, I shouldn't have done anything other than what I just did. I'm fine. I'm fine who I am. My actions are fine. Number six, gratitude with attitude. Daily acknowledge maybe three things about yourself that rock. This will shift your perspective. It'll shift your focus to positive attributes. And I have to admit, I sometimes think that this gratitude practice that you hear a lot about is overused. But there's a reason why it's overused or it's used a lot. It's because it works. It puts things into perspective. And for a while, I purposefully did this gratitude practice where at night I would think of three things I was grateful for. And now I don't have to do it purposefully because it's become a way of life. I do this in not a way that, you know, means I'm out of touch and I think everything is rosy. I definitely don't. But it's come up where I think, okay, wow, these are my problems. And I recognize that my problems really are someone else's dream. And it gives me constant gratitude through the day without even trying at this point. It puts things into perspective. Seven, celebrate the little victories. Every win, no matter how small, is a step towards recognizing your worth. Think of the messes that you've gone through, the obstacles, and where those have led you. And celebrate the heck out of those. I mean, you did it. That'll give you not just confidence, but recognizing your self-worth. Number eight, what makes you unique or weird? I've said this in past podcasts that the root of the word weird is spelled W-Y-R-D and it means fate or destiny. When you embrace your weirdness, what makes you weird, you're embracing your fate and your destiny. Think about the celebrities that you admire or maybe those that you don't admire. You know what they have in common? They embrace their weirdness, the things that made them unique. And you know what happened? The world opened up to them. And it will for you too, once you embrace your weirdness and your uniqueness and you let go of that judgment. So this week, really think about your self-worth. Know that you are worthy of happiness. And that has nothing to do with the things that you do or the things that you have. It all has to do with you and who you are to the core. Next week, we're going to tackle how to infuse happiness into your family life. It's a deep dive that you will not want to miss, especially if you're navigating the complex waters of family dynamics. Until next week, remember that you're more than enough. You're the prize that the world is lucky to have. Your mantra for this week, remember I suggested maybe come up with a mantra. You could use this one if you want. I am the prize. Knowing your self-worth, exclusive of any external factors, is your foundational step in living a life infused with happiness. Thanks for tuning in to An Imperfectly Perfect Life, Life Unscripted. I'm Sherry Lead, reminding you to embrace your journey, mess and all, because it's what makes life so incredibly rich and rewarding. Take care.
And that's a wrap on today's journey with An Imperfectly Perfect Life, Life Unscripted. Massive thanks to Sherry Lead for dropping wisdom, sharing laughs, and keeping it 100% real. Remember, it's those imperfectly imperfect moments that truly define us. Excited for more? Stay tuned by hitting subscribe and sharing your thoughts with a review. Inspired to dive deeper? Sherry's here to light the way. Check out AnImperfectlyPerfectLife.com for a chat with her. Keep rocking those imperfections with pride, folks. Until next time, keep writing your story with guts, love, and a bit of daring. Catch you on the next episode.